Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is just after 11. And it's come to that all-exciting time, hasn't it?
Oczywiście, że tak.
We're joined in the studio by quite a few random people, let's say.
Oh, that's random. We will see. We already told you a bit about this in the previous hour, ponieważ pamiętajcie, że oczywiście na DAB można nas słuchać. No i tam już rozpoczęliśmy trochę ten temat, wprowadzenie, ale teraz dopiero się zacznie.
It is, exactly. It is that time. Very soon you'll be hearing from a few other foreigners around Tri-City who are living here now and just basically about how their life is nowadays, you know, living in Tri-City, because I think it can be quite difficult. In general, it can be difficult, and of course we're going to find out exactly how, but I'm excited just to be sitting in the studio.
Oh, you również, they are smiling already, willing to talk.
Exactly, I'm excited to be sitting in the studio and not being the only foreigner here for once.
No,
how do you
właśnie.
Feel? You're a little bit outnumbered today.
No cóż, zobaczymy kto wygra. Who will win this battle?
We will see.
Chris Palman
and Evelina Potowska.
Wracamy za moment.
Good morning, Gdansk. Now, when it comes to living in Poland, I think even...
Ty jesteś specjalistą w temacie.
I would say so. I've been here now, I don't know, almost 4 years, and the time has flown by completely.
Already forgot your English.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. But the time has gone so quickly. Obviously, Evelina being... A Polak.
Being what?
Yes.
Evelina being what?
A typical Polak. Hasn't really...
Ale nie jestem chyba taki typical Polak. Bez przesady.
No? Oh, okay.
Ja mam tylko zalety Polaku. Wad nie mam.
Well, the plan is today we're going to find out from a few of our special guests. We have invited some foreign guests to the studio.
Tak jest. To są nasi słuchacze.
All men, again.
No właśnie.
What's going on? There doesn't seem to be any foreign women in this country.
Panie, którzy są za granicą i słuchają Good Morning Gdańsk, koniecznie text me now because I don't want to feel alone again here in the studio.
Now, yes, we do have three guests here in the studio, so it's going to be like a little bit like, I don't know, loose women up in here. I'm not too sure. However, Evelina, I will let you do the honours of introducing these beautiful people because I'm going to mess up their names completely. So, all the way from India, we have...
Ach, no dobrze. Kabi Silvermani. Czy to jest dobrze? Cześć, Kabi. Witam cię.
Thank you. It's Kabi Silvermani. You can call me Kabi.
Dobrze, Kabi. Dziękuję ci bardzo za pomoc. Kabi prosto z Indii i mieszka w Gdańsku. Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry. Jak się masz?
A wspaniale, a ty jak się masz?
A bardzo dobrze,
świetnie,
dziękuję.
Znasz polski.
And of course, coming from overseas, all the way from New York, but has some kind of Polish roots, which we will find out a little bit more about very soon, we have...
Christian Gorzkowski. Dzień dobry.
Good morning, good morning. Dzień dobry. Hello.
No właśnie, Christian po polsku mówi.
Mówimy po polsku i we speak English as well, so...
Bilingual.
Working both ways.
Fantastycznie i...
And of course, from my hometown, probably the best place there is on planet Earth.
Tak, tak, dziękuję za ten opis. Julian
from
Gilbert.
From the UK, yes.
Julian Gilbert, dzień dobry.
Hi, dzień dobry. I think even Chris, you can pronounce my name, can't you?
I can, I've got that one, don't worry, I've got that one. So now, of course, you guys...
I Chris Farman to też jest przecież...
you want to introduce me as well?
Prosto z UK, tutaj do nas, do Polski. No też jakby nie patrzeć, jesteś w tym gronie. You are, you know, in the team.
Yeah, I am. And I feel like, okay, so you do the interview here.
Ja muszę się teraz rozprawić z tymi panami. Good morning, Dan. Dzisiaj wydanie oczywiście specjalne, nietypowe. I mamy foreigners in Three City. All of them living in Three City. Gdańsk, Gdynia.
Yes.
Yes. No i gdzie ten entuzjazm?
Gdańsk, Gdynia.
Gdańsk.
Gdynia, Gdańsk, Gdańsk, Gdynia. No dobrze. And you feel like it's your home already?
Yes, of course. When I first came here, I was crying for a month. Oh, I miss my hometown. I miss my food. And last time when I went to India, oh, I'm missing Gdansk. I'm missing the weather. I'm missing the snow. I want to come back to Gdansk. So 15 days in India, I was like counting, scratching the dates every day. You know, when will I go back to Gdansk? So it's like so beautiful here. And I wish... If my company allows me, I'll stay here for a long time.
Czy wysłyszeliście, co on powiedział? Missing snow.
I know. Can you believe? And how long have you been here now?
It's my second year, so second it's been year. Almost 2 years now.
However, I can connect with this because even when I go back to the UK, I do find that I'm already looking forward to coming back to Gdansk. I see now Gdansk more as a home than I do just like a vacation place. So, but yeah, missing the snow, I can't connect with that. I'm sorry. But...
Gabby, you are extraordinary. Julian, Christian, what about you?
So for me, the home feeling, it's kind of goes back. Since I was a kid, I traveled to Gdańsk on my summer breaks from school, even since I was a young one. Going back to my family roots. My great-grandmother lived here in Gdańsk, so when I had off, I would come here as much as I could continuously for about 15 years every summer. But on the other hand, I decided to relocate right after I finished college and... I came here about a year and a half ago.
Wyobrażacie sobie, że w przypadku Christiana he is from New York City, porzucił Nowy Jork dla Gdańska.
Born and raised there, that's right.
Wow.
But but the home feeling is actual now, so living here in Gdańsk Center City would change my life and I love it.
And your family is still back in New York or they're here?
The majority of my family has relocated back here. I still have family in New York as well, so... When I travel back there as well for vacation or to just visit, I always have family there as well.
Interesting. And I assume that you knew Polish from, you were taught this from as soon as
well,
you were born.
Well, essentially, being I was born in New York, so yeah. At home, both my parents are Polish, so I learned Polish first. But yeah. That quickly changed when I went to school.
So your parents are Polish?
Yes. They met over in New York.
Fantastycznie. Yeah. Przyjechali z Polski.
Przyjechali tam osobno i się spotkali tam.
Very interesting. And of course, Julian.
Hi.
All the way from the UK.
That's right, yeah.
I've
been here a long time. I've actually been here over 20 years. I kind of stopped counting over when it got over 20, so I wouldn't feel so old. So it's 20-something years. And so it's kind of a bit strange for me because I really feel at home here. I've got kids here and I've, you know, been here a long time. So it's even a bit strange when I go back to the UK. I don't feel exactly the UK as my home, Of course, I still feel a bit like a foreigner here, so it's a bit like not belonging to anywhere. But it's okay, you know. But I think if I had to say where I felt more at home, I would definitely say here. And I think particularly I love the Tri-City. I'm a huge fan of the Tri-City. So, you know, I'm not going to move back. I would never move back.
And the whole space of this 20 years, you have lived here in Tri-City, or you've tried some other cities around Poland?
Well, yeah. I mean, when I first came here, I was in Bydgoszcz.
Okay.
And I was offered a job. I was offered a job to stay in Bydgoszcz, and I was offered a job here. And I came here, you know, just to visit, just to see what it was like. And I immediately fell in love with it. I mean, I just love it.
I think Bydgoszcz and Gdańsk,
well,
a bit of a no-brainer.
I'm not going to say anything against Bydgoszcz. I mean, you know, I had actually quite a nice time there. But yeah, I mean, I much prefer living here. It's by the sea,
yes,
first of all.
Of course.
And I like being by the sea. But it's just great. I mean, the Tri-City is... I just hope that, you know, not too many tourists and foreigners discover it because, you know...
It's true. Because it will ruin it, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
To jest audycja Good Morning Gdańsk i dziś rozmawiamy o tym, jak to jest być obcokrajowcem w Trójmieście. Coming back to your hometown, to your countries, when you say that you live here in Poland, in Gdańsk, how do people react? Like still surprised? Like, where is it even? Maybe those kind of questions?
Yeah, actually, that's a really good question. Not long ago, I was sitting on the beach in Gdynia, you know, one of those kind of bars, and I was drinking beer, and someone took a picture of me drinking beer with the beach behind, beautiful beach, you know, behind me and the sea and everything like that. And I put it was a nice picture, and I put it on Facebook saying, you know, having a beer or something like that. And pretty much everyone that I know on Facebook from other countries, not just the UK, I know people from all kinds of countries, pretty much everyone said, oh, are you on vacation? Like, no, actually, this is where I live, you know. And I'm like, what? There's like beach and such nice thing. Yes.
Wow.
Why don't you come and visit? Right. And it is amazing. I mean, people getting to know about Poland much more now because of, you know, there are, you know, more and more people visiting here. But there is still a kind of a bit of an ignorance I see about it, that people don't really know how nice it is. You know, so yeah, and particularly, as I say, the Tri-City.
Mm-hmm. And there are millions of Polish people in America. Millions, tak?
There are.
Prawda? Niezwykle dużo Polaków mieszka w Stanach. Is Poland some kind of exotic for Americans or not?
No, absolutely not. I don't think so. I mean, they're spread out in all the large, big cities across the states and even in the suburbs. So you can't miss them at all, anywhere you are, actually.
Mm-hmm. A jak to będzie w Indiach? Jak mówisz, że mieszkasz w Polsce, i jak mówisz, że w Gdańsku, what is going on?
No, when I first came, I was scared, but not the people here. So they were like so warm, they are so welcoming, you know. They treat me, even I was not treated like a king in India, but over here I was like treated like a king, you know. People.
This is you want to say something?
No, people, they just come to me, oh, you look so amazing, come on, do I really? in India no one says to me, but here someone says to me, and they were like always curious of asking me like, how is it, your culture, and they really wanted to know more about my culture here. So they always ask me, can you cook Indian food? And believe me, whenever I cooked Indian food, I invited around 15-20 guests, and I had to cook 2 or 3 times on that night, and then I have to go to kebab or McDonald's to eat my dinner.
Ale jak to jest, when you come to India and you say that you are in Poland, maybe with friends you haven't seen for a long time, mm-hmm. they ask like, why Poland? Where is Poland? Like, what? You know.
Okay. What brought me to Poland?
No, I mean like your Indian friends in mm-hmm. India. When you visit to your parents, your family, yeah, mm-hmm. and when they get to know that you are now living in Poland, mm-hmm. they know what's Poland.
Yeah, what's yeah, 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 okay. yeah. Now they know, so they are also quite eager to come, so they should be coming over the next summer here, so all my friends and family.
The whole train of...
this is what amazes me, how you come from, say, India to Poland, you know, from such a country which is quite, I would say, exotic, quite amazing, it has lots of different things to offer, and then you come to Poland, which is like...
Don't say it.
I'm probably the only person here who's kind of a little bit... geographically naive. But when it comes to Poland, when I moved here, honestly, I guess I didn't even think about Poland. You know, it never was on my radar of places to visit. Definitely not. You know, when there's a country between, say, Germany and Russia, you're kind of thinking, oh, really? This place is worth visiting?
Well, to be honest, when you probably, when you ask people where is your favorite dream place to live, yeah? I think Poland, it wouldn't be on the first place. Italy, exactly. Spain, probably Portugal, yeah, southern cities.
However, Julian makes an excellent point here, is that the amount that it does have to offer. And, you know, even sometimes on a weekend, I go to the beach and it's the same situation. I'm walking along and I just think, wow, like, we actually live here, you know, and it's like, it's a little bit like living slightly in paradise, but it's like a vacation place compared to the UK, where it's just concrete, rain and dark clouds. You know, really, it does have a lot to offer here, and it does look like a constant vacation. So it's it can be very nice.
So you made the best decision in your life?
Possibly yes, possibly yes.
I did, for sure. I mean, I'm, you know, I kind of came here. It was almost chance, because I was offered a job. I mean, you know, Poland. I was offered a job in Budapest and a job in Poland, and I decided to come here. And but it was a long time ago. As I say, I've been here a long time, and I came here because I didn't know anything about it. That was the reason why, because I wanted to go somewhere that I'd never been before. But as I say, you know, as soon as I came to the Tri-City, I just realized, wow, this is amazing. And so many people don't know, you know, are so ignorant about not just the fact that there are nice beaches and nice places like that, but the mountains and the forest and all of those kind of things. I still think there are a lot of people don't realize just how beautiful and amazing Poland is. So I think, you know, when people get to know it,
yeah,
people will love
here.
Yeah. No właśnie, czy to będzie miłość od pierwszego wejrzenia? Czy już stało się to miłością od pierwszego wejrzenia? Pamiętajcie, piszcie do nas 603 3x06. Na Facebooku również jesteśmy.
Good morning, Gdańsk.
Tak jest, wracamy już za moment. Radio Gdańsk,
English Service. Good morning. As usual, there's loads going on in the three cities this weekend. Here's a small sample of things you can do over the weekend. So, for 22 years, Club Jacques in Gdańsk Trzyża has been organising the Jazz Yantar Festival, and as in previous years, will serve up a huge dose of jazz this autumn. Starting from this evening, through the weekend and continuing into November, performers from Poland, the USA, Great Britain, Sweden, Norway, Estonia, Japan and some Arabic countries will perform in front of the festival audience, including five large warehouses. Ticket prices range from between 50 to 80 zloty. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, the Baltic Opera in Gdańsk will hold a performance of the French opera Thaïs by Jules Massenet. Thaïs takes place in Egypt under the rule of the Roman Empire, where a Cenobite monk, Athanael, attempts to convert Thaïs, an Alexandrian courtesan and devotee of Venus, to Christianity, but discovers too late that his obsession with her is rooted in lust, while the courtesan's true purity of heart is revealed. And finally for today, starting tonight and for the next 3 days, there will be a very cool improv festival. The Kulmiasto Culture Incubator and the Baltic Sea Culture Centre invite you for 3 days with a truly tri-city impro at the Old Town Hall near the Old Town in Gdańsk. The programme includes improvised performances of the most interesting local groups and projects, as well as unique mixed line performances. Everything is adorned with special activities such as role-playing games and workshops for those who want to start their adventure with the Impro Theatre. Tickets cost between 30 and 70 zloty. Full details of these events and more can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website. Good morning, Gdańsk! We'll be right back.
Good morning, Gdańsk. Dziś jestem w otoczeniu moich zagranicznych kolegów. Jednego znam bardziej, innych dopiero poznaję. Zobaczymy, co z tego będzie. No dobrze, drodzy panowie, to już wiemy, tak jak Julian powiedział, że Polska ma bardzo dużo do zaoferowania, że ciągle jest krajem nieodkrytym. Kabi z kolei powiedział, że jego znajomi chcą przyjechać do Polski, przyjedzie cały pociąg jego znajomych prosto z Indii. Mamy New York City, mamy Indie i mamy Anglię. A lot of foreigners here in the Tri-City. You see even more and more people coming, tak czy inaczej, prawda? Będzie to przyczyną, będzie praca, czy będzie miłość, czy jeszcze inne powody?
Well, that's the. It's kind of quite funny because now, because it's one of the. I'm sure it's the same for you guys too. Like the two questions we always get asked is, which is nice because people are interested, but they always ask how long have you been here, and they always ask what brought you here. Except that now mostly people say what brought you here, work or woman.
But the problem is, this is a true story.
It's a true story, exactly.
No właśnie. Yeah. Ale może w przypadku Christiana to nie jest ani work, ani love, tylko to jest po prostu heritage.
Oh, we don't know. We don't know.
O, zaraz się dowiemy. Oh.
Slightly, a little bit of all three then, if you include heritage. Because I've been working since I finished school over there and during school. But I decided to work for myself, so that opportunity arose when I thought about Gdańsk. I mean, a booming economy. All these wonderful cultures coming into our Polish culture and expanding the dynamics, I think it's just a great place to start as far as working for yourself. So that was my case on work. But love, it's love. I mean, in Gdańsk, in Poland, it's...
Have you found love yet? That's the question.
I have found love, actually. Wow. Yes. It was unintentional and it was a wonderful start.
Yep.
And we're together now since I got here, and I'm enjoying that, definitely.
Fantastic.
And Christian, you're in a special situation because your parents are Polish, and when people ask you now, you feel American, you feel Polish? What's your answer?
So I have the opportunity to work both ways. That's depending on the character or atmosphere or where I am, actually. So I can be at a restaurant or a bar scene or something, speaking with a bunch of international crowd, and that's my American side right there. And then I can move on to a next place where I'll be at a meeting with a bunch of Polish local officials, and I'll jump into my Polish heritage and speak Polish and be from Gdańsk and work both ways.
So there's actually no answer for this question in your case. Or like a mixture.
Well, it's a combination, so it's...
Nie jest czarno-białe,
it's
tak?
Really depending on the situation. I don't have a preference.
What do you find you're using most at the moment? English or Polish? On a day-to-day basis.
Polish, definitely Polish. Since I'm being here, I want to submerge and be local as possible and use my Polish skills, communication.
A czy myślisz po polsku, czy jednak po angielsku?
No, that's... In English.
I think
with my abroad thinking, absolutely. That's what's making Gdańsk bigger and our whole community wonderful.
And of course, when you mentioned, like, you go to the bar, for example, then you kind of start interacting with other foreigners. The biggest thing, I think, for most of the foreigners listening is about kind of connecting with other people. You know, because when you come to a foreign country, it can be difficult to create that same friend base which you have back home, because generally people meet others from work or from school, and you stay with those school friends. I still have school friends. I'm pretty sure we all still have school friends. And or you meet people from work who you hang out with. But for foreigners, maybe who come here and create their own business, maybe they find it a little bit hard to integrate into society in a way and have this friend base. But what would you guys recommend, actually, in regards to kind of creating this friend base and
where to meet new people?
Yeah.
Well, I can mention that there's a great pub quiz every Thursday in Gdynia at a pub called the Donegal Pub. And it's all in English and it's really mixed kind of nationalities. And the whole evening's in English, kind of like general knowledge quiz. And the winning team gets free drinks, you know. But it's great. Well, I know, it's great. But, you know, it's really nice. So anybody who wants to come, you know, just come along because we're very welcoming. If you don't know anyone, just come along and ask for Julian and I will
There you go.
I'll come and introduce you to people, yes. That's about 8 o'clock on every Thursday at the Donegal Pub in Gdynia. So anyone wants to come along.
And I can also recommend one. So we have one meeting every Wednesday in Cafe Officina in Gdansk Old Town. So from 6 p.m. to 9:30. So the place is a very cool coffee shop. So, and they have amazing coffees and amazing cakes. Mm-hmm. And when we do our English meeting, we meet a lot of foreigners. And in fact, this summer we had like close to 45 foreigners, which was so huge for that place. And it's quite an amazing place. So maybe if you want to get along with the nice people, so you can come over there. And it's from Wednesday 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's in Cafe Officina. And also we have a couchsurfing meeting on Tuesdays, which is in Gdansk, Sopot and Tricity each week. So we had this week in Gdansk. When it's in Gdansk, it happens in Jack. And when it's in Sopot, it happens at Club Atelier. It also starts on every Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 maximum. So.
It's like tourist information here.
I wiecie, co bardzo mi się podoba, że nie mówicie, że online, tylko mówicie, że in person, tak? Że mówicie, że w konkretnym miejscu, yeah. Face-to-face spotkanie.
Well, the face-to-face spotkanie, I think, also starts at some point online. I know there's a few portals from LinkedIn to Facebook that have expat groups that make those meetings happen. There's meetings that are for North Americans, for expats in general, and even for just Americans. So those meetings are happening. I'm aware of the Officina meetings as well because of that portal. But if you follow or just search like expats in Gdańsk or expats in Poland, then there's a numerous amount of groups to follow.
Just one thing very quickly. There is a meeting purely for Americans. Why is there not a meeting for British? Like, is this not a little bit, you know?
Because we're here to get away from each other, probably.
Well, it's just like you said, it was 45 people meeting at Cafe Officina. So it's a huge, broad meeting. I mean, sometimes those big meetings are great fun, but sometimes also they just want to dance things down a little bit, I'm thinking.
Yeah. And remember, people, to listen to Good Morning Gdańsk. My również jesteśmy dla was tutaj. Oczywiście, jak najbardziej. Zawsze możecie też napisać. No właśnie, to może ja zapytam. Bo you wouldn't be here if not for Good Morning Gdańsk. So, czy tego rodzaju audycja, tego rodzaju no, pewne spotkanie z polsko-angielską kulturą, to dla was też jest ważne? Takiego typu różnorakie inicjatywy. Akurat w tym przypadku jest to Good Morning Gdańsk w Radiu Gdańsk. To jest jakiś kolejny element, który zbliża was bardziej do Polaków.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah, I'm supposed to answer in English, I presume.
A może być po polsku, bo
może być po polsku, tak. No, but I'll do it in English. I think it's great because, you know, when I first came here, there were really not that very many foreigners, and there really wasn't anything catered for things in English because there wasn't any need to be. Now, of course, it is absolutely noticeable just how many foreigners there are, and from so many different, you know, countries in the Tri-City. So I think it's great that you've got these things which are now in English, which are now catering for all those foreigners, basically. But also to put that bit of Polish in, because like we all say, we do need to learn Polish if we're living here, especially. Yeah. It's not the easiest language to learn.
No.
But that's a bit of an excuse because, you know, we can do it. So when you've got something like this, this is a great kind of connection, I think, between the two. It's not purely just English. It's not purely just Polish. It's that kind of connection, which I think is great.
Krzysiu, how's your Polish?
Fantastycznie. No, it does. Of course it needs to be better, of course.
I na tym się zawsze kończy. I to jest kropka i lecimy dalej po angielsku.
But exactly this, actually. Even, for example, say 3 years ago when I came here, it was even a similar situation, so I don't even know what it was like 20 years ago, where the foreigners, there just wasn't so many. And every single year, there's more and more, I find. On Facebook groups, you tend to see very often that people are moving to Poland. They want some advice, things like this. And this happens a lot. And nowadays, come on, you have even companies advertising in English. You know, Polish in general. There was one time, in fact, a few months ago, I went to one of the shopping centers. And outside the shopping center was like a little kind of business startup box which was inviting people. The advertisement was in English. I don't exactly remember exactly what it said, but the first thing I thought to myself was, actually, this word, what they called it in English, was so complicated, even in English, I thought, how are Polish people gonna know what this is about? because actually the wording was so, like, I couldn't even fully understand it in English, you know, let alone Polish people be able to understand. However, this is the way it's going. Like, Poland's becoming a lot more international now, you know, maybe. And of course, English is the global language, so this is what's being incorporated. However, of course, we don't come to Poland just purely because we love it. I don't think we come to any country just because we love it. So in a second, we are going to be finding out a little bit about what brought you guys here. So now the big question, what brought you guys here? Of course, India, New York and the UK. What are you guys doing here? This is the question. What brought you here and what are you doing here? Let's go to India first, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Zagłosowanie, kto pierwszy, kto pierwszy.
So, my work brought me here, but it's a long story. From 2015, I was trying to go to US. So, for the 2 years, I'm not able to hit the visa system correctly because it's due to a lottery system, the H-1B and the business visa, the government was changing. So I was being rejected in the final phase. So I was like a little bit demotivated because I was working in a very good company before when I moved here. And the only reason I moved here was to move abroad. So when I moved to this company, they were saying like, you just come in, you cannot go to US directly, you need to work here for some time. And then an opportunity came, and the first opportunity they gave me was Mexico.
Okay.
And then I said like, no, I don't want to go to Mexico. Then they said like,
no, come on, Mexico, I thought it'd be living the dream. No tequila on the beach.
Nie, wszyscy myślą tak samo jak ty.
And the next one was even more interesting, which was Manila, Philippines.
Okay.
And then the last one they gave me was Poland. So I chose Poland. And so from there it started, and I'm really very happy here.
Is it your first time in Europe?
Oh. Yes, of course.
Wow. The reaction, you landed.
Wow.
And just out of interest, what is your field of expertise here?
Computers.
Okay.
I'm a part of an IT service management group. I work in Alchemia here.
Okay.
So we build servers, we manage servers, we do all kind of computer architects, we manage European clients as well as US clients. So it's basically computers.
And I think this is a great field to get into, especially here in Poland. IT is constantly growing.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, mostly everything connected with IT is based in English as well, I would say. Mm-hmm. So yeah, as a foreigner, to get involved in IT.
Fantastic, but probably Poland and Gdańsk is just the start.
I think Gdańsk is booming in IT now. So when I came here in 2017, I don't see that much of IT companies here. Now they are like building blocks after blocks.
But I mean, for you, it's just the start of your European experience, or
yeah.
you love Gdańsk so much that you want to stay here forever?
I think I love Gdańsk as much as, you know, India as well now. So maybe it's my second hometown. So soon it might replace India as my hometown. Who knows?
But you're still on the mission for the US?
Not really.
No.
Oh, proszę.
Very well.
No i co tam w Stanach Zjednoczonych? A propos?
No, a propos. No, as I used to come here for vacation, flying out of the city, where I would see all these cranes left and right all the time. I was landing in Gdańsk as a kid, and slowly as the years passed by, flying into Gdańsk, I saw more and more cranes. So that sparked a light for me to stop traveling for leisure, and I noticed the economic boom here was in every aspect available. So when I made the choice over a year ago to come here, I did it without any thinking. I just did it right away. And the food and beverage scene in New York was always on top. So I was around that my whole life, and I decided to take that action over here. I'm around all the food and beverage aspects in Gdańsk. A little bit of observation, and I'm going to jump into it very well soon.
Wow, okay.
I mean,
I think this is a great thing, actually, from a kind of business point of view, coming from a different country, a more, say, slightly developed country, and then coming into Poland just at that phase where it's kind of starting, you can really maybe build something here, which pretty much you can kind of copy what you already had in that previous country, bring it here because Poland is still very fresh and new, and you can kind of develop that.
Right, the ideas that everyone has and incorporate and open. Everyone's open to trying new things here in Gdańsk. Everyone wants to try cuisines and different atmospheres and different projects. So it's available for everyone, and whatever else comes in, I'm sure it'll be welcomed.
Yeah, no, of course. Fantastic. Well, thank you guys. We've just had Cabby and Christian's story. And of course, a little bit later on, we are going to be hearing from Julian, his little story about living in the Tri-City and the difficulties that surround it. But of course, that will be on DAB just after 12. So to get that, go to the Radio Gdańsk website, click on the speaker at the top. And of course, you can continue listening to us on DAB.
Tak jest, wracamy już za moment. We'll be right back.